ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. So the plan for this session is to sing some kirtans of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Actually, it's not exactly Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it's Nityananda Prabhu. As you'll see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his transcendental vision. What is that? Adapi ho jay lila kare gaura rai kono kono bhagavane deki bare pai. Even up to the present time, some fortunate people can see the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going on. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is seeing in his transcendental vision Nityananda Prabhu dancing in Nadia, singing the names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings. So many songs flowed from his heart. I was just listening now to one line from his songs. It's well known among the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that Saraswati Krishna Priya Krishna Bhakti Ta Hiya Shri Shri Binode Vaibhav. That Saraswati, this is in Kalyan Kalpataru, in the series of songs where Bhaktivinoda Thakur is addressing various non-devotional proclivities of the mind. So in this song he's addressing the proclivity to want to become a greatly learned scholar. So Saraswati is the goddess of learning. So he says that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Saraswati is very dear to Krishna. Saraswati Krishna Priya Krishna Bhakti Tarhiya. Krishna Bhakti is her heart, and she is Binode Vaibhav. She is the glory of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the followers of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they see a clue here that Saraswati means Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who always manifests Shuddha Saraswati, the form of Saraswati who is only for glorifying Krishna, and Dushta Saraswati, the wicked form of Saraswati, misleads people away from Krishna by mundane learning. Anyway, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sung so many songs. Some of them are very well known, many of them are not so well known. So these hundred names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we're going to go through now, and we can discuss them also a little bit, not in detail like Vishnu Sahasranama I'm going through in detail, otherwise we'll be here for days. But I'll just go through briefly each of the names. And actually you have to know Chaitanya Leela quite well. You have to be familiar with the pastimes given in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata to understand the meanings. I think you've all been through Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavata at least once. So you should. No, you haven't been? Sorry, you should. Anyway, it's a brief overview of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Just like on Ramanava, we sang that Nama Ramayana, which is in names going through the pastimes of Lord Rama from Balyakanda all the way through. Balakanda. So it's like that. So what I'll do, there are 100 names, and the first 8 songs are each composed of three verses, and the last song has an extra verse also. And then after that they're all very short. So what I'll do, what we can do is I'll just give a little translation of each song and then we'll sing it. So it'll be translation, song. And at the end I'll just sing it by myself. So then I can listen to it time to time, as I like to hear these songs. So, the first song, which comes, as I said, in eight parts. Nodia Nagari Nitai Neche Neche Gairi. Nodia Nagari, in the town of Nodia, Kulia, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur recognized that as Kulia, which is present-day Mayapur. No, sorry. Kulia means the present-day Navadvip. And Mayapur is the original Navadvip. So in Nadia, Nityananda, dancing and singing. What is he singing? He's singing these names. Jagannatha Sutta, which means the son of Jagannath Mishra. Mahaprabhu, he's known as Mahaprabhu. There's that verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, if you get into it, then you'll be Ek Mahaprabhu or Prabhu Dui Jan Dui Prabhu Shevi Mahaprabhu Racharan. This is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that there's one Mahaprabhu and two Prabhus. The two Prabhus are Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu. So these two Prabhus serve the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Although mostly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is referred to as Prabhu. They just call him Prabhu. Among the devotees, it seemed that would be the term, which means God. In English, it would be translated as God. Master. Someone who's powerful, influential, like that. Vishvamba means who maintains the universe. The official name, one of the official names. What's the name? Ami Vishamba Nam Dori Nam Shata Koi Jodi Preme Vishabori. Prabhu Kohe Ami Vishamba Nam Dori Nam Sharta Koi Jodi Preme Vishabori. This is recorded in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have the name Vishvambara, the maintainer of the universe. That name will be meaningful if I fill the universe with prem, Krishna prem, love of Krishna. So Mayapura Shashi means the moon of Mayapur. Shashi means looks like a rabbit, literally. Shashanka, na Shashanka na pa, we have in Gita. Shashanka, there's no moon. Moon means with the mark of a rabbit. So the moon of Mayapur and Navadvipa Shudaka. So Navadvipa is more or less a synonym of Mayapur. And Shudhakar is also a name of the moon. Means whom, Sudha means nectar, and Sudhaka, who makes nectar. So it's another name of the. So the two names, Mayapur Shashi and Navadvip Shudhakar. Shachi Sutta, he's Jagannatha Sutta, the son of Jagannath, and also the son of Sachi. Sachi is generally known in the Puranas as the wife of Indra, but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela means the mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gaura Hari, golden lion. Hari means a lion, but it means the Supreme Personality. The different means Vishnu, one who takes away. Nimai, who is born under a Nimai Sunda, the beautiful boy who is born under a neem tree. Radha Bhava Kanti Achadito. So that's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Radha Bhavi Dyuti Suvalitam. Know me, Krishna Swarupam. That he is Krishna, but he is covered with the. Radha has covered him with her feelings and bodily luster. And Natabar, the best dancer. Especially here in South India, well, in Tamil Nadu especially. Nataraj. They think of Shiva. That famous temple is there at Chidambaram. Nataraj. The very famous symbol of him dancing in his Tandava Nritya in the circle. So if you like, you can call him Nataraj. But we like to call Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the best of dancers. Namananda Chapala Balak Matri Bhakta. So all these names could be taken separately. Namananda, one who takes pleasure in the holy names. Chapal, who's in this context it would mean mischievous. Balak, a boy, but if we put these together, because these are the childhood pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Namananda Chapal Balak, who's a mischievous boy who takes pleasure in the holy name. So we know that in his childhood, he would cry, and only when the women would chant the names of Hari would he stop. So, and this was his playing when he was a young baby. Well, I guess babies are always young, aren't they? Then Matri Bhakta, a devotee of his mother. There's recorded, there are so many things about how he's devoted to his mother. In Chaitanya Bhagavat it's described how Damodar Pandit, he was sent to see, how's he was sent to Navadvipa, and he came back, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, how is my mother? Has she got bhakti? And then Damodar, who's by hot-tempered by nature, said, what are you talking about? He became angry at Chaitanya. What are you talking about? Why are you asking, has your mother got bhakti? Don't you know that you only got bhakti from her, and you're asking if she's got bhakti? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great devotee of his mother. That was his greatest drawback or regret on taking sannyas. He said, what is that? I can't remember the Bengali. He said when he met his mother, he said, I when I took sannyas, I was crazy. I left you. But anyway, it's too late now. I already took sannyas. But at that, achanna hai laman. My mind was out of order at the time I took sannyas. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind is always out of order according to the material calculation, because he's always full of love of Krishna. Then Brahmanda Vadana means the universe is in his mouth. What's the translation given there? Because I can't really understand this, because I don't recall. Maybe my mind is covered also, but I don't recall in Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita a description of the universe in his mouth, which is very famous in Krishna's pastimes. Of course, he's not different from Krishna. Then Turki. Turki means who's argumentative. And I take it in this context to mean that, referring to the pastime when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat on the discarded pots and then his mother said, what are you doing sitting in that contaminated place? And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu argued some Mayavad philosophy and said, well, it's all earth, so what's the difference? And then his mother corrected him and said that, it's true, everything is, he's saying, well, it's all one, so what difference does it make if I sit in a contaminated place or not? She said, that's true, but it's earth, but you can't eat earth. It has to be transformed into milk, and then I'll give you sandesh to eat. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just a baby, he's taking the position of a argumentative Mayavadi. He said, actually, when I'm hungry, I'll take milk from your breast. So that begins the next series of songs. There's 108 names to Krishna, of which Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives. And the first name he gives is Yashomati Stanyapayi, one who drinks milk from the breast of Yashoda. And then Kotukanu Rakta. He's fond of playing and doing all kinds of things, like children do. So that's the first song of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Names from his pastimes, which Nityananda is singing. So we'll sing now. Ready? Mridanga Kartal. Nadia Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. Nadia Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. You can see, you've got some, you can read it. Nadia Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. Jagannatha Shuta Mahaprabhu Bishambar. Mayapura Shashi Navadipa Shudhakar. Shachi Shuta Gaura Hari Nemai Shundar. Radha Bhava Kanti Achadito Nataba. Namananda Chapal Balak Matri Bhakta. Ramanda Badana Torki Kotukana Rakta. Takes more time to explain it. That's the nice thing about these Nam Kirtans, is that you just capture a whole pastime in one name. This is page 160 in Bhaktiviti Sanjayan. 160. Is anyone out there reading it in Bengali? So, name number two, Bidarti Udup. Where did you first come from, Prahladananda? Udupi. So what does Udupi mean? Why is it called Udupi? You don't know. Here the name comes Urup. Urup means the moon. So Udupi is named after the moon. Do you know why? No, you don't know why either. Who was the first deity there? Krishna? Chandramoleshwara. Shiva. So Chandramoleshwara, who's got the moon on his head. So Udupi is named after the moon, who's got the moon there on his head. So Vidyarthi, student, you all know the word Vidyarthi. You know that word? Comes in Telugu, not in Tamil, I think. Huh? Vidyarthi? You also know from being in Mayapur, you were a Vidyarthi there. You must have picked up a bit of Hindi and this and that. Yeah. So he's the moon among the students. That's the word, student. Chora, Doya, and Mohan. Then you have to know the past tense, how two thieves, they wanted to steal him away. And he made them, they took Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the shoulder. And then they were running away and running away and running away. And then everyone in the household was, oh, what happened to our boy? Where did he go? He's lost. Mohan means he bewildered them. So after running around and around and around all the town, they came back to the house, to Jagannath Mishra's house. And the people there, oh, you brought him back. And they wanted to steal him, to steal his ornaments. But the people thought, oh, you brought him back. How good. And they, oh, what's happening? And they were afraid and they put him down and ran away. So like this. Toitik Sharvashva. This is, again, actually the Vidyarthi Udup comes a little later. And then the boy when he was very young, he bewildered the thieves. And this Toitik Sharvashva was also when he was a young child. There was one Toitik Brahman. He would go from holy place to holy place. And when he came to Navadvip, he was lodged in the house of Jagannath Mishra, and he made his offering, and then little baby Nimai came and took something from that offering before he could offer it. So, what to do? Anyway, give me some rice again, I'll cook again. So he cooked again, and then, the same boy did it again. And then he hadn't eaten all day, because he only eats once a day after cooking and offering to his deity. So the boy was locked up, and it was night, and he made the offering. Everyone was asleep, and somehow that boy came again and spoiled his offering. And then this little boy revealed to him that, "See, you called me to eat, and I'm so I'm eating." And he said that, "In life after life, you are my servant." So he revealed himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead to that pilgrim, I guess that would be the English word, one who goes to holy places. Grama Balika Krirana. Again, he's a little older now with this, when he's playing with the local village girls. That's what it means. Grama Balika Krirana. Then Loki Proti Boradata. So that could mean who gives a benediction, a boon, that's the word, a boon to Lucky, the goddess of fortune. But Lucky, often in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitam, the Lucky refers to Lucky Priya, for short, they call her his first wife. So he gave her a great boon. Bor also means husband. So he gave her a great boon. And then Udhata Balak. Udhata means arrogant. So as a young boy, he was an arrogant scholar. He's the only person who's allowed to be arrogant because he's the Supreme Lord. Sri Shachir Pati Putra Shoka Nibarak. So Shachi Devi was very distressed because after having so many stillborn children, daughters, she got one son whose name was Vishwarup, and then the second was Vishvambha. But then Vishwarup left home and took sannyas, so she was unhappy. And then her husband died and she became more unhappy. But this Nimai Vishvambara, he quelled the distress of his lamenting mother. Lakhipati, he's the husband of Lakshmi Priya. Purabadesha Sharva Kleshahar, that means he went to East Bengal and he removed all the troubles of the people of East Bengal. How did he do that? By teaching them to chant the holy names of Krishna. Here in the Bengali songbook, it's misspelled. It says Dvigjoy, but it should be Digbijoy. Digbijoy Darpahari, who removed the pride of the world-conquering scholar. So that's a whole episode described in Chaitanya Charitamrita of how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated the scholar Keshav Kashmiri. And Vishnu Priyeshvara, the lord of Vishnu Priya, his second wife. So, we'll sing this. Bidarti Urup Chara Dayar Mohan. Toitik Sharasha Grama Balika Kriran. Lucky Prati Baradata Udhat Balak. Shisha Chira Pati Putra Shoka Nibarak. Loki Pati Purva Desh Sharva Kleshahar. Digbijoy Darpahari Vishnu. Digbijoy Darpahari Vishnu Priyeshva. Arja Dharmapal, who is the protector of the Dharma, the way of life, or the principles of the Aryas, the principled people. Difficult one to translate. Both the word Arya and Dharma. So Arya Dharma is Krishna consciousness. Pitri Gaya Pindadatta, who went to Gaya and offered Pinda rice balls for the sake of his deceased father and his forefathers. That idea is there, just in case by some accident your father is going to become a ghost, you have to offer Pinda and then he won't become a ghost. There's some idea like that. Vaishnavas, at least in the line of Bhaktisthan Sahasrari, don't do that, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Puri Shisha, he became, in Gaya, he became a disciple of Ishvara Puri. Puri, he means Ishvara Puri. There's so many Puris, devotees by the name of Puri, Brahmananda Puri, Ramachandra Puri also appears in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Then this is a very interesting name, Madhvacharya Sampradaya Pata, who is the protector of the Sampradaya of Madhvacharya. Krishna Namonmata, who's wild and crazy with the name of Krishna. Krishna Tattva, because after taking initiation from Ishvara Puri, this boy, Nirmai, he was married, but he was still very young. And in Indian culture, at least as I saw it, they'd still be called a boy, even they'd be maybe married with one or two children, but they're still very young. So when he left for Gaya, he left as a being known as a very proud scholar. When he came back, he was completely humble and completely overtaken by the mood of bhakti, transformed by the initiation by Ishvara Puri. He was crazy in chanting the holy names of Krishna. And Krishna Tattva Adhapak, because he was a professor. Even though he was a young boy, he was so accomplished that he had his own school and he was teaching the boys. But when he came back from Gaya, he couldn't teach anything except everything he taught, every word of grammar, or every syllable, he'd teach it to mean Krishna. And they said, well, where do we go from here? They said, well, this is unconventional, we can't learn like this. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, sorry, but I can't teach any other way than this. We'll have to close the school down. You can go and find some other teacher. And they all said that, well, after being with you, we can't go to any other teacher. Nama Sankirtana Juga Dharma Pravartaka, who is the inaugurator of the religious process of the age, which is the congregational chanting of the holy names, which he did in Navadvip after coming back from Gaya. Advaita Bandhava, the friend of Advaita, Advaita Acharya. Srinivasa Grihadhan. Srinivas, or Srivas Thakur. He is the wealth of, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the wealth of Srivas Thakur. Hare Krishna. Because Srivas Thakur, one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him that he said, I don't see you do anything to maintain your family. You don't do any work. Being a Brahmin, he doesn't teach any students, he doesn't go begging. He said, how do you maintain your family? And what happened? Then Srivas clapped his hand three times and said, what does that mean? He says, if What did he say? He said, if for 3 days we don't get food, then I can't remember exactly. Anyone know? You don't remember either. And but he was just completely dependent on Krishna, whatever Krishna gives. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that by this faith you have in Krishna, then even if at some point Lakshmi Devi herself has to go begging, which is a ridiculous idea, even if she has to go, but you will never suffer any poverty. So in another way, he's the, of course, he's the dhan, the wealth of the home of Srivas, because it's said that in the house of Srivas, all the family members, including all the servants and everyone, they were all completely devoted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nityananda Pran, the very life of Nityananda, who this song began, Nodiya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. In the town of Navadvip, Nitai, dancing and dancing is singing these names. And we also know Nityananda Prabhu. He would go in public and singing Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga, Nama Rai, Jajan Gauranga Bhaja, Shemora Pranore. He said that you worship Gauranga, chant the name of Gauranga. And then he said, whoever worships Gauranga is my very life. So Nityananda, the very life of Nityananda is Gauranga, and Nityananda says that one who worships Gauranga, he's also my life. And Gadadhara Jivan, he's also the life of Gadadhara. There are two Gadadharas in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, but generally, if unless otherwise qualified, that refers to Gadadhara Pandit. So, ready? Arja Dharma Pala Pitri Goya Pindadatta. Puri Shishya Madhva Charja Shampradai Pata. Krishna Namo Nata Krishna Tata Adhapak. Nama Sankirtana Yuga Dharma Prabhartak. Adaita Adaita Bandav Srinivasa Grihadhan. Nityananda Prana Gadadhare Jivan. So in the next part of this song, we have the names of the different islands of Navadvip. He is Antadipa Shashadhar. So Shashadhar, again, name of the moon. So he's the moon of Antadvip. Shimanta Bijoy. So if we go through each name, there's a, as given in the by Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, he's described the glories of all these places. Why they have their name. Shimanta Bijoy, the who is victorious, or in Shimanta Deep, or who went there. Godruma Bihari, who performs pastimes in Godruma Dweep. That's the island in which Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he made his place of residence and bhajan. Madhya Deep. Madhya Deep Leelashray, who takes shelter, literally means, or who is the shelter of pastimes in Madhya Deep, or who takes shelter of pastimes there. Kola Deepa Pati, the master of Kola Deep. Ritu Deep Maheshwara, who is the great master of Ritu Deep. Ritu Deep. Janu Modruda Rudra Dvipa Ishra, the lord of Janu, that's Janu Dweep, Modadruma Dweep, and Rudra Dweep. Navakanda Ranganath, who is the Lord who performs joyful pastimes in all nine islands of Navadweep, and Jahnavi Jivan, the very life of Jahnavi. There's a girl there is called Jahnavi. She's playing there, huh? That little girl. Another Jahnavi. Jahnavi means Ganga, of course. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the very life of Jahnavi. That name Jahnavi is particularly relevant in Navadweep because that's where this Janu, the rishi, swallowed the Ganga when Bhagirath was bringing. He got fed up. He was sitting meditating and all of a sudden he got flooded. So he just swallowed the whole Ganga. And Bhagirath said, "Please, I brought the Ganga all the way here. I'm almost at Ganga Saga. And now you swallow." Then he let the Janu, let the Ganga out, and she became known as Jahnavi. Jahnavi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the life of Jahnavi. Then Jagai Madhai Adi Durbrita Taran, who delivered the rascals beginning with Jagai and Madhai. Anta Deepa Shashadha Shimanta Bijay. Anta Deepa Shashadha Shimanta Bijay. Godroma Bihari Madda Deepa Lila Shray. Kola Deepa Pati Ritu Deepa Mahesha. Janu Moda Druma Rudra Deeperisha. Nabakonda Ranganath Janabi Jivan. Jagai Madhai Adi Durbrita Taran. Nagar Kirtan Singha, you can all understand what it means, who's a lion in the public congregational chanting, because is described about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita which I can't remember. Singha Griva, Singha Huka. He has shoulders like a lion. His voice is as powerful as a lion. He was born in the Singha Rashi. So he's like a lion. He's so powerful and graceful and majestic in the Naga Kirtan. And a lion in another way, Kazi Udharana. Because when he went to the house of the Kazi with the Sankirtan party, they were all he was in an aggressive mood. But he delivered the Kazi. And also because that's described that prior to his going there, the Kazi, who the magistrate is just the local administrator, we can say, he had banned Sankirtan in the town of Nadia, no more Sankirtan, and had smashed a mridanga, which is a very sinful thing to do. But in his dream at night, Nrsimhadev came. The lion came and jumped on his chest and said, "You rascal, I'm going to rip you to pieces for breaking my mridanga and harassing my devotees." This the Kazi revealed when Nimai came to his house. Gaurahari, the Kazi called him Gaurahari. Shuddhanama Pracharak, this is a very important point, that he preaches the pure chanting of the holy names. Big topic. Bhaktarti Haran, who removes the distress of his devotees, which he did. That's described in Navadvip prior to the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even when he was young, the devotees were very much distressed. The people in Navadvip, they were completely materialistic. They were not at all interested in Krishna bhakti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took away their distress by appearing among them and performing Sankirtan with all of them. They became absolutely blissful. Narayani Kripa Sindhu. Narayani was a 5-year-old girl, the niece of Srivash Thakur. She took some remnants from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and a 5-year-old girl, by taking his remnants, she became absolutely blissful in love of Krishna. And later she became the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Jibe Niyanta, he's the Lord and Master and Controller of all living beings. And if we want to take another meaning, Jiva Goswami later came to Navadvip after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leaving this world, and Nityananda took him around all the 9 islands. So in this way, he's the master of Jiva Goswami also. Adham Aparava Dandi. So that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Parava Adham, the rascal or very low. They thought they were very high class Brahmins, but actually they were the lowest class of people, because they blasphemed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he punished them, or he threatened to punish them. Bhakta Dosha Hanta, any perceived fault in the devotees, he destroys that. For instance, as in the case of Chota Haridas, that's a big story. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, it's clear. He is Sri Krishna Chaitanya, just like the moon, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra. Bharati Taran. So Bharati, Keshav Bharati, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uplifted him from being an apparent Mayavadi by taking sannyas initiation from him. And actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated him into Vaishnavism before doing so. Can also be taken to the, although this is a later pastime in Puri, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Brahmananda Bharati from the pride of wearing a deer skin. Pari Braja Shiramani, the best of all wanderers, literally, but Pari Braja generally means a wandering sannyasi. It could be a wandering anyone. Utkal Pavan, the purifier of Utkal, what we nowadays call Orisha. Utkal, Orisha, Kalinga, yeah, different names. Nagar Kirtan Singha Kashi Udharan. Shuddha Nama Pracharaka Bhakta Hartya. Shuddha Nama Pracharaka Bhakta Arti Haran. Narayani Kripa Shindu Jibe Niyanta. Adham Paro Adandi Bhakta Doshahanta. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Bharati Taran. Pari Braja Shiromani Utkal Pavan. Then, the next is the name of various Shiva Tirthas that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited on his way to Puri. Swagatam, Ambulinga, Linga, when we hear Linga, we know it's Lord Shiva, so Ambulinga, the Linga in the water, Bhuvanesh, Bhuvanesh, Kapotesh, These are all Shiva Tirthas that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited on his way to Puri. So he's Ambulinga Bhuvanesha Kapotesha Pati. Pati means master. Kirachara Gopal Darshan Shuki Jati. So sannyasi who became happy on having the darshan, the audience of Gopal, the deity Gopal, Krishna, who stole the kheer, the condensed milk. So to describe this name in English, you have to take every word, you have to say the sentence backwards. Interesting, yeah? Kira Chora Gopal Darshan Shuki Jyoti. Okay. Then, Nirdandi. There are two kinds of sannyasis. One is called Tridandi, who has three sticks in his holds three sticks, and there's Ekadandi, who holds one stick, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Nirdandi sannyasi, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur described. Nirdandi. He has no stick, because Nityananda thought, what's this stick? People think he's a sannyasi. He's not a sannyasi. He's much more than a sannyasi. So when Nityananda was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, you hold my stick while I bathe in the river. And when he came back, there was no stick. What happened to the stick? Nityananda said, well, you were in ecstasy and you fell on it and it broke. He was lying. He himself broke it and threw it in the river. And he lied to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. These are pastimes. Sarva Bhoma Kripamai, who is full of compassion for Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya. Shwananda Ashwadanandi Sarva Sukhashray, who tastes the bliss of himself. He's tasting the bliss of Krishna, who is himself. Who is blissful in tasting the bliss of himself. Shwananda Ashwadanandi Sarva Sukh Ashray, who is the shelter of all kinds of happiness. So any kind of happiness, material happiness, the happiness that a worm in stool feels from eating stool, all the way up to the highest bliss of love of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the shelter of all kinds of happiness. Purata Sundara. Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuritu Vashachinanda. Purata Sundara gives the idea that beautiful and like molten gold. Like that. Vasudeva Charna Karta. So Vasudeva, there are different Vasudevas in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. The one is the leper Vasudeva, who is a great devotee, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered from his leprosy and from any material contamination. And Vasudeva Datta, who himself wanted to deliver the whole world, the whole universe, by taking all the sins of the universe upon himself. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you don't, just by your desire, the whole universe is saved. And actually by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, the whole universe is saved. Ramananda Sakha, the great friend of Ramananda Rai. Bhaktakula Klesha Harta, the one who destroyed the troubles, disturbances, distress of all the Bhattas. So Bhatta can mean I'm not sure exactly who it refers to here. It could refer to any Bhattacharya, just as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. There's also the Bhattatharis in what's now called Kerala, that area, Malabar area, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a run-in with them. Ambulinga Bhuvanesha Kopatesha Pati. Ambulinga Bhuvanesha Kopotesha Pati. Kira Chara Gopal Darshana Shuki Jati. Yay! ye dandi sanyasi sarva bhoma kripa amai shananda ashadanandi sarva sukha ashray purata sundara vasudeva charna karta Ramananda Shaka Bhatta Kula Klesha Harta Then, next, Bodha Jaina Mayabadi Kutarka Khandan. Especially, this is referring to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's travels in South India where he met so many Buddhists, Jains, Mayavadis who would all argue in various Kutarka in various devious ways, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would break their arguments, smash them to pieces. Dakina Pavan, the purifier of South India. Ah, did he come here? And did those feet in ancient times walk upon England's pastures green? There's a famous song in English that speculating, maybe Jesus came to England, maybe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here. We don't know. He came to Sringeri, that's described. So how far is that? Still quite some distance. Huh? Not very far. He's here now. Wherever you're chanting his holy names, he's there. He is his holy names. So, Dakina Pavana, Bhakti Granta Udharana. Especially this riff, that means the Udharana means who uplifts, or in this case it means who brought into the public, especially when he was in South India, there are two very important granthas or books that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had copied and brought back with him to Puri. One was the Brahma Sanghita and the other was Krishna Kanamrita. Alala Darshanandi. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, the place which is generally known as Alvarnath, is called Alalanath. The place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go during the Anashvara, the time when Jagannath gets sick and doesn't give darshan. So he used to go and stay there, that ancient holy place. So he is one who's blissful in taking darshan, having audience of Alvarnath, the deity there. Ratagra Nartak, who dances in front of the Jagannath's chariot. Gajapati Trana, the uplifter of the Gajapati, that's the name of the official name, the master of the elephants, the official name of the Prataparudra. That was the one. There are different names for different, there's different kings, and some are called Ashvapati, lord of horses, and then there's Gajapati, like that. Then Devananda Udharaka. Then after going back to Navadvip, after taking sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered Devananda, who was living in Navadvip, and he had many followers, and he was famous for reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, but even though he recited Srimad Bhagavatam, he was a Mayavadi and anti-devotional, and he committed an offense against Srivash Thakur and was later delivered by Srivash Thakur, but here it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's involved in that. Kuliya Prakashi Dushta Parava Tran. So those previously mentioned students who were inimical to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, It was because of them that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, realizing that they were so offensive. He'd have to take sannyas, otherwise they wouldn't respect him. And if they were blasphemous to him, then they'd go to hell. And the whole purpose of his descending in this world was to uplift the fallen. But if they would become more fallen by blaspheming him, therefore he took sannyas. So then when he went back to Navadvip, they were very regretful and apologetic. We didn't realize how great you were, and now we lost you because of our bad behavior. All the devotees of Navadvip lost you. So in this way, by Kulia Prakashe, by appearing again in Navadvip, he saved or uplifted the fallen scholars. I'm just going to make a little note there. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given a great treasure here, huh? In a synopsis, giving us the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupshanathan Bandhu, from Navadvip, after taking sannyas, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned, it means he went to South India, then he came back, and then he went to Bengal, and to Navadvip, then he went to the Malda district, Ranakeli, and he first met Rupan Sanatan. So he's described as the friend of Rupan Sanatan, and Sarva Jiva Pran, the life of all the jivas, all the living beings. Buddha Jaina Maya Badi Kutarka Khandan. Dokhina Pavana Bhakti Granta Udharan. Alala Darshananandi Ratha Granartak. Gajapati Charna Devananda Udhara. Kuleya Prakashe Dushta Paruatran. Rupashanatana Bandhu Sarva Jiva Pran. Then Vrindavana Ananda Murti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always blissful. When he went to Vrindavan, he became even more blissful. He was always thinking of Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. Where's our... Oh, he's not here. Ah, you know them? They're your friends, huh? I see. All right. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. All right, then. So he's the very form of bliss of Vrindavan. And all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, down to the deer and the birds and the trees and the blades of grass, they became blissful by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna came back to Vrindavan. Balabhadra Sanghi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to Vrindavan with Balabhadra Bhattacha, another Bhatta. That name was given there. Javan Udhari. In this case, this refers to when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was returning from Vrindavan, there were the... he fell down unconscious, and then there was a band of soldiers going past, their Pathans or Muslims, and they arrested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates because they thought that they had poisoned Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he came back to consciousness after being unconscious in ecstasy, and there was one Muslim scholar with these soldiers, and he preached to the Muslim scholar, and then these young men who are all soldiers, he made them all into Vaishnavas. So in this way, he was the Jovan. Jovan here means Muslim. And who uplifted, in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, the word Jovan, it always refers to Muslims. Even they refer to Jovan Haridas, that's there in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. Bhata Balaber Rongi, who you could say he played around with, with Balabhata. You have to read Chaitanya Charita, and then you can understand it. Otherwise, how to understand all these things? Kashi Bashi Sanyasi Udhari Prema Data. The Mayavadi Sannyasis of Varanasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lifted them up out of their Mayavad and gave them Prem, Krishna Prem. That's a big section of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Markata Bairagi Dandi. Markata means monkey, Bairagi means renunciant. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the chastiser of those who were false renunciants. That term Markata Bairagya, that comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Raghunath Das Goswami, you don't be a... Don't show this false renunciation. Achandala Trata, the savior of everyone down to the lowest people in society. Bhakte Gauravakari, who made the devotees glorious? In Navadvip, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming, the devotees were just... they were looked down upon. And even up to the present time in Bengal, it's still going on. But not so much now, because most of the Shakta Brahmanas, the worshippers of Durga, they're no longer Shakta Brahmanas. They used to be very puffed up, and they looked down on the Vaishnavas, but most of them became communists now. So, but they still look down on the Vaishnavas. They think, ah, Vaishnavas, right. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the glory. He established the glory of devotion and devotees. And Bhakta Pranadhan, he's the very life of the devotees. Haridasa Raghunatha Sharup Jivan, he is the very life of Haridas Thakur, of Raghunath. There are two Raghunaths, Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, but Raghunath is mentioned here with Sarub Sarub Damoda. So Raghunath, he was the disciple of Sarub Damoda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath, you be under the care of Sarub Damoda. So he's the life of all these, and of course of all the devotees. And again, Nadya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gai Rai Rai. Nityananda is dancing and dancing, singing in the streets of the town of Nadi, and Bhaktivinoda Tapare Ranga Paire. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur falls at the reddish lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Vrindavananda Murti Balabhadra Sangi. Vrindavananda Murti Balabhadra Sangi. Jovan Udhari Bhatta Balabhe Rangi. Kashi Bashi Sanyasi Udhari Prema Data. Markat Bairagi Dandi Achandala Trata. Bhakte Gauravakari Bhakta Pranadhan. Haridasa Raghunatha Sarup Jivan. nadiya nagaray nitai neche neche gai re nadiya nagaray nitai neche neche gai re bhakati binodata pare ranga pai re Bhakati binodata pare ranga pai re Okay, that was one song in eight parts, and now we have another four songs, but they're all very short. So this one is Jai Godrumapati Gaura. All glories to Gaura. Gaura is another way of saying Gaura, 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 Gaura. Sounds almost the same. Who is the Lord of Godruma? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes himself as Godruma Bashi. He is an eternal resident of Godruma. Then Nitai Jivan, the life of Nityananda, Advaita Radhan, the wealth of Advaita, Vrindavana Bhava Vibhora, who is overwhelmed with feelings of Vrindavan, Gadadhara Prana, the very life of Gadadhara, Srivasa Sharan, the shelter of Srivas, Krishna Bhakta Manasa Chora, who steals the minds of the devotees of Krishna. That's a very interesting name. The devotees of Krishna, but he steals away their minds, they become devotees of Gaura. They're worshipping Krishna. Who should we worship, Krishna or Gaura? There's a whole discussion about that. Actually, we should worship both, but some are more attracted to the worship of Gaura, 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 Gaura. Now, how are we going to sing this? Jaya Godrumapati Gaura. Jaya Godrumapati Gaura. Jaya Godrumapati Gaura. Nitai Jivana Deite Radhan. Vrindavana Bhava Vibhora Godadhara Pran Srivasharan Krishna Bhakta Manasa Chaura Okay, then the third song. Now this is a bit unusual because even though there are only four lines in it, there are 2 meters, so the meter changes halfway through. So Kali Yuga Pavan Vishwamba, the Vishwamba, the maintainer of the worlds, who is especially the purifier of this Kali Yuga, Gaura Chitta Gagan Shashadhara, who is the moon in the sky of the heart of Bengal. Kirtan Vidhata, who is Vidhata, that word is usually used to mean just like creator. So he's not exactly the creator, but he's the inaugurator. Para Premadata, who is the giver of prema to others, or gives the highest prema. And Shachisuta, that name's already come, the son of Shachi, and Purata Sundara, who's beautiful like molten gold. Kali Yuga Pavan Vishwamba, Kali Yuga Pavan Vishwamba, Gaura Chitta Gagan Shashadha. Tana Bidhata Para Prema Data Shachi Shuta Parata Shati Shuta Purata Shanda. Then the last song is the name, gives the names of all the prominent devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, beginning Krishna Chaitanya himself, and then Advaita, Prabhu Nityananda, Gadadha, Srinivas, Murari, Mukunda, Sharup, Rup, Sanatan, Puri, Ramananda. Puri could refer to Ishwara Puri, or Paramananda Puri was important in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Jagannath Puri. Krishna Chaitanya Advaita Prabhu. Whoops, got the wrong meter here. Krishna Chaitanya Advaita Prabhu Nityananda. I haven't got the meter right. Let's see. I need an experienced kirtaniya here. Krishna Chaitanya Advaita Prabhu Nityananda. Krishna Chaitanya Advaita Prabhu. No, I'm not getting it. Someone suggest. Krishna Chaitanya Advaita Prabhu Nityananda Gadadhara Shriniva. Yeah, that'll do. Maybe it's a little irregular. I think there's an extra syllable or two in the first one. Anyway. Krishna Chaitanya Advaita Prabhu Nityananda. Gadadhara Srinivas Murari Mukunda. Sarupu Prasanatan Puri Ramananda. Okay, now I'm going to try and sing it all the way through without any mistakes, by myself, without all of you singing. Okay, I'll try. See if I can do it. I've not practiced, as you can see. Nadia Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. Nadia Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. Jagannatha Sutta Mahaprabhu Bishambar. Mayapura Shashi Navadipa Shudhakar. Shachi Sutta Gaurahari Nimai Shanda. Radha Bhava Kanti Achadito Natabar. Namananda Chapal Balak Matri Bhakta. Brahmanda Badan Tarki Kautukana. Brahmananda Badan Tarki. Okay, I'll sing that again. I'll sing the whole song again because I'm messing up, as you can see. Jagannatha Sutta Mahaprabhu Bishambar. Mayapura Shashi Navadipa Shudhakar. Shachi Shuta Gaurahari Nimai Shundar. Radha Bhava Kanti Achadito Natabar. Namananda Chapal Balak Matri Bhakta. Brahmanda Badan Turki Kotukana Rakta. Vidati Udupa Chaura Doya Mohan. Taritik Shavasha Grama Balika Kriran. Loki Prati Boradata Udhata Balak. Sri Shachira Pati Putra Shoka Nibarak. Laki Prati Purvadesh Sarva Kleshaha. Digvijayi Darupahari Vishnu Priyesha. Arja Dharma Pala Pitri Gaya Pinda Data. Puri Shisha Madhva Charja Sampradaya Pata. Krishna Namon Mata Krishna Tata Adhapak. Nama Sankirtan Yuga Dharma Prabhartak. Advaita Bandhav Srinivasa Grihadhan. Nityananda pran gadadhare jiban Antadipa shashada shimanta bijoy Goduma bihare madha dipa lila shray Kola dipa pati ritu dipa mahesha Jandu moda druma rudra dipair isha Nabakanda ranganath jana bijiban Jagai madhai adi dubrita taran Nagar kirtan shingha kaji udharan Shudhanam pracharaka bhaktar tiharan Narayani kripa sindhu jibe niyanta Adhama paru adandi bhakta dosha hanta Shri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Bharati Taran Hari Braja Shiromani Utkal Pavan Ambulinga Bhuvanesha Kapulatesha Pati Kira Chara Gopal Darshan Shukhi Jati Nidandi Sanyasi Sarva Boma Kripa Mai Shananda Ashadanandi Sarva Shukha Ashray Gurata Shandara Basudeva Charna Karta Ramananda Shaka Bhatta Kula Klesha Harta Bodha Jaina Mayavadi Kutarka Khandan Dakrina Pavan Bhakti Granta Udharan Alala Darshananandi Rataka Natak Gajapati Trana Devananda Udharak Kuleya Prakashe Dushta Paravatran Rupashanatana Bandhu Sarva Jiva Pran Vrindavana Nanda Murti Bala Bhadra Sangi Jabanudhari Bhatta Bala Bhairangi Kashibashi Sanyasi Udhari Prema Data Makad Bhairagi Dandi Achandala Trata Bhakte Gaurav Kari Bhakta Pranadhan Haridas Raghunath Sarup Jivan Nadiya Nagare Nitai Nache Nache Gaire Bhakati Vinoda Tapare Ranga Paire Jai Godruma Pati Gaura Nitai Jivana Deiter Tan Vrindavana Bhava Vibhora Gadadhara Pran Shri Basha Sharan Gadadhara Pran Shri Basha Sharan Krishna Bhakta Manasha Chaura Kali Yuga Pavana Vishambar Gaura Chitta Gagan Shashadhar Kirtan Vidhata Para Prema Data Shachi Shuta Purata Sundara Krishna Chaitanya Adaita Prabhu Nityananda Gadadhara Srinivas Murari Mukunda Sarupa Rupa Sanatan Puri Ramananda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Jai Srila Prabhupada Vancha Kalpa Taru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Paditanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. Any questions? Questions? What the hell are we doing in this stupid material world and not dancing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Why are we here? We're such fools. Have a question?
You mentioned Mahaprabhu thoughts. When he came back, he started teaching Sanskrit with the names of Krishna.
Jiva Goswami in remembrance or in following in the spirit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, teaching every word and every syllable to mean Krishna, he, in that spirit, he composed his, what's it called, Namamrita Vyakaran, Harinamamrita Vyakaran, grammar for Sanskrit, parallel to Panini, but using all names of Krishna as examples, yeah. But it wasn't exactly the same. It seems not to be. It's not been claimed to be exactly the same. And anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't give elaborate teaching because his students, they protested. He said, "What's this? We can't understand all of this." And he said, we can't function in society. And even now in general amongst, you can't function as a Sanskrit scholar in the society of Sanskrit scholars if you only know Harinamamrita Vyakaran. You have to know Panini. That's the standard. And even among devotees, even if you see the Acharya's commentaries, Vishwanath Chakravarti, they never quote Harinamamrita Vyakaran. They only quote Panini. So it's just the conventional standard, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the spiritual standard. That's all. Did you study Harinamrita? Harinamrita Vyakaran?
No. Panini. I didn't go anywhere.
You started with Panini. Jai Hare Krishna.